Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
A new school year is officially underway, and for many families, there's a new kind of worry, potential immigration raids in and around campuses. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from San Ramon with more on how school districts are preparing.
Erica has four children, ranging from kindergarten to middle school. And besides the usual concerns about having enough backpacks and school supplies, she's worried about what might happen if ICE officers show up on campuses.
Well, yes. It does scare us a bit, more than anything, that they will separate us from our children or something.
Many Bay Area school districts are preparing for possible immigration enforcement under the Trump administration. CJ Kamik, superintendent of San Ramon Valley Unified, tells KCBS they've trained their staff to only allow federal agents into the front office.
Other than coming into the office, they do not have a right to enter the interior of the campus. And they also do not have the right to any student information at all.
He says the only exception is if ICE agents have judicial warrants. Meanwhile, other school districts have created safe zones around campuses with volunteer patrols, and others are reminding families that their cities have sanctuary protections. In San Ramon, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Another Oakland business was hit by thieves in a smash-and-grab style robbery. But as KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Oakland, this one was a little different from the others.
Just about all the merchandise was taken from Kim Tin Jewelry Store on International Boulevard in Oakland. Now, it's all boarded up. Six men crashing a stolen truck through the store and making off with the goods. It all happened in the middle of the day, right out in the open.
Obviously, this is pretty brazen to see it happen at 1:40 in the afternoon. In the business district.
Hui Nguyen is president of the Oakland Police Officers Association.
We normally see this type of activity take place in the early morning hours, 3 to 5 a.m. in the morning, when it's very quiet and not a lot of activity on the city street.
It's just a mess. We don't even know where to get started with fixing things.
Jason Dow tells KPIX5 he came to help his father, who is the owner of the business. He was held at gunpoint during the robbery.
He used his life savings to renovate the store, and we had only opened about 6 months ago. So, you know, it's really hard for our family.
No suspects have been identified. In Oakland, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
San Francisco city officials are touting this month's series of concerts at Golden Gate Park as one of the drivers of the city's economic comeback. $150 million were brought in with hotel occupancy at nearly 90%. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, more late summer, early fall concerts are on the way.
Shaboozey is playing in Civic Center next month, hardly strictly in Golden Gate Park in October. Mayor Daniel Lurie at last weekend's Zach Bryan concert.
This has just been an incredible boon for our city. Really proud of our city coming together. It's been huge.
Over 10,000 part-time workers found gigs during the events, and police numbers show crime in the surrounding areas plummeted nearly 60% during the events. Lauren, a nearby park resident, told KCBS the spillover trash was well managed.
They seem to be better about setup, even with Hardly Strictly. They seem to have kind of been able to manage the crowds better.
But while she's not bothered by the crush of music lovers, not everyone's a fan.
I don't mind it. I think some of my neighbors do, for sure. They're like, we don't get much out of it except for grape. And I don't know. I think it brings a lot of tourism.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
A body was found in San Jose's Columbus Park during yesterday's homeless encampment sweep. Mayor Matt Mahan says the discovery isn't surprising. pointing out that death is quite common in homeless camps.
We have about 200 people a year die in our encampments, about half of which are from overdose and suicide. Very common with serious mental illness and addiction.
An investigation is underway to determine how that person died. E-bikes may take the hassle of driving and parking off your plate, but riding, charging, and restoring them can take some getting used to. KCBS's Jade Hernandez says there's a list of safety tips for prospective buyers to keep in mind.
A recent monetary incentive by the city of San Francisco pushed eligible residents to apply for a $1,000 rebate on an e-bike bought at a local bike shop.
Making sure that people are educated, knowing that these are fast bikes.
Your total is $2,716.
That was Rodrigo Lobos, who's the sales manager at Huckleberry Bicycles. Over at Valencia Cyclery, Nathan Aragon.
I mean, the market is growing for sure, and especially now that cities and governments are doing incentives like that, you have people out there on all sorts of bikes that have maybe never even spent that much time behind a bicycle before.
Which is why on their website they include tips for electric bike safety and a guide for safe riding by the People for Bikes and League of American Bicyclists. Plus,
we have a page on our website that goes over the most basic stuff, but just stuff like not keeping the battery plugged in overnight, not storing the bike in direct sunlight, all of the kind of stuff just to make sure that you're not overworking or overheating such a large battery, which can lead to fires.
The stuff you should know before riding or buying one. Jade Hernandez, KCBS.
Cal Berkeley is bustling with emotions as students converge on the campus for a tough academic year. KCBS's Brett Burkhart reports.
Not far from Sproul Plaza, the sound of drums welcome new students this week, thanks to a guy named Dre.
Dre, with a D.
With a D, okay. Why do you choose to come out here and practice?
The sunlight.
Yeah.
It's like theme music. It's like theme music that I can walk down to, yeah.
Emery is from Utah in her first year of law school at Cal.
It's just a pleasant environment, and the weather is super helpful. It's been good.
But it's going to be pretty hectic the coming week.
Ryan Thomas would know.
I moved in August 8th, but I work at the housing department, so I'm helping do the move-ins every day.
A large task with more than 1,000 students moving in at each housing area this week and a lot of emotional parents.
So I think they're stressed, and they're trying to find things to find solace in. So if you're being helpful, they like to see that their daughter's going to be around people that care and want to help and stuff.
Which makes a little sound from Dre go a long way.
I have a new record on the way out soon, so stay tuned.
Brett Burkhart, KCBS.
Police in Marin say they will ticket kids under the age of 16 who are riding e-bikes with throttles. KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon has more on this new policy.
New ordinances are going into effect. I have to say I haven't confirmed of any citations that were issued, but they have gone into effect.
Talia Smith, legislative director for Marin County, says these new restrictions on kids and e-bikes are part of a pilot program. The Central Marin Police Authority says they're now enforcing rules that prohibit minors under age 16 from riding Class 2 e-bikes, which have both a pedal assist and a throttle and can go up to 20 miles per hour. County public health officials say kids ages 10 to 15 are 5 times more likely to get in accidents that require emergency medical services. Smith says police won't be looking for kids on e-bikes, but they can tack on this new citation if they stop someone underage who's breaking other rules.
A moving violation, like running a stop sign or speeding or riding the wrong way down the road.
The point, she says, is to get kids and parents to think twice before getting an e-bike that increases the chance of injury. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void. We're prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
State lawmakers began a new session in Sacramento, and the redistricting battle with Texas is front and center. Democrat Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas says Democrats are ready to move forward with emergency legislation to hold a special election this November so voters can decide whether to approve new congressional maps that would add five Democrats from California to the House.
Donald Trump started this nonsense. And we're moving with urgency because democracy itself is on the line. And unlike Texas, we're putting the maps in front of the people first. And we are trusting voters to have the final say.
But Republican Assembly Leader James Gallagher says his side believes gerrymandering anywhere is wrong.
Republicans today are introducing resolutions that call on Congress to make sure that every state in the nation has independent redistricting processes. That should be the case in Texas, and it should be the case here.
Lawmakers over the next 3 days will debate measures to put the proposed new maps on a special election ballot. Those measures are expected to pass. The owners of a renowned Bay Area restaurant are cleaning up after a fire forced its new East Bay location to close after just a few days in operation. KCBS's Brett Burkhart reports from Walnut Creek.
The sound of a locked front door days after the iconic original Joe's expanded to the East Bay. The family-owned restaurant that's been a staple in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood and Daly City's Westlake neighborhood had a fire early Monday. No one was hurt, and the restaurant is describing it as minor, but the demand since a ribbon cutting last week was on full display, with one customer telling KCBS it was a four-hour wait for a table on the first night.
How important is this restaurant for this area?
Super important to me. We used to live in Daly City, and we would go to Westlake Joe's all the time.
We're just really excited to get a restaurant like this in Walnut Creek. We're, you know, city people, and so having city restaurants come to our smaller little town here.
The restaurant thanked firefighters for a quick response, but says it doesn't know when it will reopen. The cause is under investigation. In Walnut Creek, I'm Brett Burkhart, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.